Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here with another edition of In the Film Room. And we literally are in the Browns film room to break down Gary Barnidge's third quarter touchdown pass from Josh McCown. And here we go. So it's third and one, about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. The Browns trailing 20-3 at this time, and we're going to let it go. Barnidge comes in motion here to the right side. Now you see the signals. We're going to pause it right here. The safety comes down. Looks like he's got him in man. Charles Woodson is playing kind of single high safety by himself. Duke Johnson had Khalil Mack in the pass block. He was supposed to chip him. Looks like he misses here. When this defender reads that and sees the pressure, and you'll see this from the end zone angle in a second, he thinks the ball's got to come out immediately. The read to Isaiah Crowell is covered. The other short read to Travis Benjamin is covered. That's what Gary Barnidge's man is trying to jump. So as you let it go forward, you see him jump that, and then he says, oh no, McCown's broken containment. I better turn around, try to get back there. Woodson too far to the middle of the field to get there. And as Josh McCown lets it fly on the run, a perfect ball, and Gary Barnidge goes up the sideline, and the Browns make it 20-10. All right, now we're going to look at this from the end zone angle. Barnidge is going to come in motion to start the play, and you'll see the safety drop right down on Barnidge as they tries to pick him up right out of the gate. His eyes on the quarterback, but he's covering Gary Barnidge right here. He sees him with Khalil Mack there. He probably thinks it's going to be a sack, and if it's not, the ball's going to have to come out quickly. So they jump onto Travis Benjamin and Isaiah Crowell covered in the flat. So as you run it forward, what happens is Barnidge is free. The key is Josh McCown breaking the contain of Khalil Mack. He was able to get to the outside. This guy's completely out of position, and you'll see him turn around and give the kind of, oh no, and start running after Gary Barnidge. Woodson, at this age, now he had the interception later, but at this age doesn't have the speed to quite close the gap. McCown gets out, delivers a perfect football, and watch 38 right here. He's going to give the hop where he's like, please bail me out. You ready for it? Here it comes. Ready? No, sorry. Gary Barnidge, touchdown Browns, and they pulled the game to 20-10. Now, career day for Gary Barnidge here. 6 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Unfortunately, the Browns came up short. Gary Barnidge here doesn't celebrate, hands the ball over the refs. And when I talked to him, all he cared about was that the team came up short. That's the kind of professional that he is. Hopefully, the Browns will be able to right the ship and get it done against the Chargers this week. But thanks for coming in the film room with me. And keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest on your Cleveland Browns.